Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace IELTS speaking, describing a time you dealt with failure. Dealing with failure is a common theme in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2 and Part 3. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to reflect on personal experiences, express emotions, and discuss abstract concepts related to success and failure. In this guide, we'll explore how to effectively describe a time you had to deal with failure in your IELTS speaking test, with sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic. Discussing failure in IELTS speaking requires a delicate balance of honesty, reflection, and positivity. Examiners are looking for candidates who can clearly describe a specific situation of failure. Express emotions and reactions associated with the experience. Explain how they coped with and learned from the failure. Discuss broader concepts related to failure and success. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While the main discussion about failure typically occurs in Parts 2 and 3, you may encounter related questions in Part 1. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think failure is an important part of learning? A. Absolutely. I believe failure is a crucial stepping stone to success. When we fail, we're forced to analyze our mistakes and find ways to improve, which is an invaluable learning experience. Q. How do you usually feel when you fail at something? A. Initially, I often feel disappointed and frustrated. However, I try to shift my perspective quickly and view the failure as an opportunity for growth. This positive mindset helps me bounce back and try again with renewed determination. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a time you had to deal with failure. Describe a time when you experienced failure in your life. You should say what the failure was, when and where it happened, why you consider it a failure, how you felt about it at the time, and explain how you dealt with this failure and what you learned from it. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a significant failure I experienced during my final year of university. It was my senior thesis project, which I had been working on for several months. The project involved developing a mobile application for local small businesses to streamline their inventory management. The failure occurred during the final presentation to a panel of professors and industry experts. Despite my extensive preparation, I encountered numerous technical glitches during the demonstration. The app crashed repeatedly, and I couldn't showcase its key features as planned. This happened in the main auditorium of our computer science department in front of a large audience of peers and faculty members. I consider this a failure because it was the culmination of my undergraduate studies and I had invested countless hours into the project. The inability to present my work effectively felt like a massive setback, especially given the high expectations I had set for myself. At the time, I felt utterly devastated. The sense of disappointment was overwhelming, and I experienced a significant blow to my confidence. I remember feeling embarrassed and questioning my abilities as a developer. To deal with this failure, I first allowed myself to process the emotions. I spoke with my academic advisor, who offered valuable perspective and encouraged me to view the experience as a learning opportunity. I then conducted a thorough post-mortem of the project, identifying the technical issues that led to the failure. This experience taught me several crucial lessons. Firstly, the importance of extensive testing in various environments before any major presentation. Secondly, I learned the value of having backup plans for demonstrations. Most importantly, I realized that failure is not the end, but an opportunity for growth and improvement. In the weeks following the presentation, I reworked the application, addressing all the issues, and requested a second chance to present. This time, the demonstration went flawlessly, and I received positive feedback from the panel. This experience of overcoming failure has since become a source of strength and resilience in my professional life. Follow-up questions. Q. How did this experience change your approach to future projects? A. This failure significantly altered my approach to project management. I now place a much greater emphasis on thorough testing and always prepare contingency plans. I've also learned to embrace challenges more readily, viewing them as opportunities for innovation rather than potential failures. Do you think society puts too much pressure on people to succeed? I believe there's often undue pressure for constant success in our society. While ambition is important, we need to foster a culture that values learning from failures as much as it celebrates successes. This shift could lead to more innovation and resilience in both individuals and organizations. Part 3, two-way discussion. Let's talk more about failure and success in society. Do you think people learn more from success or failure? In my opinion, failure often provides more profound learning experiences than success. When we succeed, we might not always analyze the factors that led to that success in depth. However, failure forces us to critically examine our actions and decisions. It pushes us out of our comfort zones and compels us to adapt and improve. That being said, success also has its lessons. It can boost confidence and provide positive reinforcement for effective strategies. Ideally, a balance of both failure and success contributes to personal and professional growth. The key is to approach both with a reflective mindset, always seeking to understand the underlying factors and apply those insights to future endeavors. Examiner, how do you think schools and universities can better prepare students to handle failure? Candidate, I believe educational institutions can play a crucial role in developing resilience in students. Firstly, they could incorporate more project-based learning, where the process is valued as much as the outcome. This approach would help students understand that setbacks and iterations are normal parts of any significant undertaking. Additionally, schools could introduce courses or workshops on emotional intelligence and stress management. These skills are invaluable when facing failures or setbacks. It's also important for educators to share stories of famous failures that led to eventual success, helping students understand that failure is often a stepping stone to achievement. Furthermore, fostering a growth mindset in students is crucial. This involves teaching them to view challenges as opportunities for learning rather than insurmountable obstacles. By reframing failure as a natural part of the learning process, schools can help students develop the resilience and perseverance needed to succeed in their future careers and personal lives. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Stepping stone, noun. An action or event that helps one make progress towards a goal. Example, I view each setback as a stepping stone to eventual success. Resilience, resilience, noun. The capacity to recover quickly from difficulties. Example, dealing with failure has significantly improved my resilience. Postmortem, postum, noun, an analysis or discussion of an event after it has occurred. Example, we conducted a thorough postmortem of the failed project to identify areas for improvement. Blow to one's confidence, idiom, an event or experience that reduces one's self-assurance. Example, the public failure was a significant blow to my confidence, but I learned to rebuild it over time. Foster a culture phrase to encourage the development of a particular approach or attitude. Example, companies should foster a culture where failure is seen as a learning opportunity. Embrace challenges phrase to accept or welcome difficult situations enthusiastically. Example, after my experience with failure, I learned to embrace challenges as opportunities for growth. Expert advice to excel in describing a time you dealt with failure in IELTS speaking. Be specific. Choose a particular incident and provide clear details about what happened. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the situation and extract valuable lessons. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases related to failure, success, and personal growth. Maintain a positive tone. While describing the failure, focus on how you overcame it and what you learned. Practice storytelling. Work on narrating your experience coherently and engagingly. Prepare for follow-up questions. Be ready to discuss broader themes related to failure and success in society. Remember, the key to a high score is not just in describing the failure itself, but in demonstrating your ability to reflect on and learn from challenging experiences. This showcases your language skills and your maturity and adaptability, qualities highly valued in the IELTS speaking test. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a person who is good at making decisions and how to describe a time you had to make a decision under pressure. These resources will help you build a comprehensive skill set for tackling various IELTS speaking topics with confidence. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.